something for the weekend. This is Ireland's Classic Hits and I love talking about food, my favourite thing in the world. Ciara Atwell is on the line. Hi, Ciara.
Hi, how are you?
God, I've been looking at some of your videos on YouTube because you do have your own YouTube channel with quite a few subscribers and a few Instagram followers too. And the stuff that you come up with, you're putting all the other mammies to shame, from your snack box ideas for lunch boxes to creative dinners and things that look so tasty and colourful. I'm an absolute disgrace. Where do you come up with all these ideas?
No, you're not at all. I mean, what I always say to people is, if this is inspiration, you know, this exact recipe mightn't work for you, or, you know, the ingredients, or, you know, just take it as some inspiration for you to maybe just try something new for dinner this week. You know, it's all about just getting some new ideas. And because I think we're all guilty of kind of eating the same few meals, aren't we, in rotation?
Oh, so yeah. I definitely do that. I think I'm great making out a menu for the week, and then we discover we eat the exact same stuff every week, and yeah, everyone's fed up. So I bet you never get that in your household.
We do. I mean, look, my kids have their favourites, like all kids, you know. So there's things that I'll definitely put in there every week. I know they'll eat for sure. And then there's things maybe that I'll want to eat. Yeah, I just try to mix it up a bit. Maybe have one or two meals in there that, like, is not their favourite, or maybe something new. Just to kind of, mix it up a bit, make it a bit more interesting.
So your cookbooks, this started as a blog for you, of course. Did you think that this was going to turn into a career, or was it a hobby at the start, or what was it?
It was a hobby, really, and just something to kind of keep me busy, because I quit my job. I was working as a solicitor in London. I quit my job about a year and a half after I had my first child, because it was all too much trying to both myself and my husband working in London and childcare. The cost was just astronomical. We knew we wanted another child. So we moved out of London and I quit that. And I thought, I'm just going to maybe take a career break for 2 or 3 years until the kids, you know, are a bit older, and then go back to it. And this was just kind of a bit of a stopgap, because my child was really fussy. I was trying out new recipes. It was nice to connect with people online on social media that were going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And it just kind of snowballed, really.
Because sometimes, I guess, you know, when your children are in full-time childcare, you don't have to think about what they're eating during the day. It's only at the weekend. And you go, oh, what can I give them? So when you're at home and you're suddenly at home like that, you have to think about absolutely everything that goes into their mouth. By the way, is that an Irish accent, Ciara?
Yes, I'm from Kilkenny.
Ah, you're getting a bit of an English accent now as well, though, aren't you?
I know.
It's like some people go to England for the weekend and they come back with an English accent.
I know. It's a bit hybrid now.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
So this really started, I suppose, as the blog. When did you think about, oh, maybe I could do a book with this?
It was a few years in. The opportunity came. It was a conference I was going to anyway, and it transpired that there was going to be some agents, some book agents there. And so I really quickly, over the course of a couple of days, just kind of threw together a book proposal, not really thinking it was going to go anywhere. And I met this fantastic agent who's still my agent now, Sarah. She's amazing. And she just 100% believed in it from, like, the second she saw it. And was like, yeah, we got to make this into a book. But yeah, that was the first book, 2018. And then, yeah, the latest book has just come out last month.
And it's called We're Hungry. And I have a copy here that you very kindly sent to me. An absolutely gorgeous book. It's hardback, so it won't get wrecked amongst all your recipe books. And the stuff in it, the way I love a good layout in a cookbook. And that's exactly what you've done. Some of the things in there, some of the ideas as well, are for, you know, family favourites. We've got a slow cooker recipes, which is something that I'm big into at the moment. We got a slow cooker and I wasn't sure what to do, so thank you very much for all those recipes. But some of the tips as well that you also have, I suppose, on your website too, or on your YouTube videos, stuff I never thought about. So for example, when you're packing a kid's school lunchbox, you'll cut a banana in half and put lemon juice at the end to stop it from going brown. How do you know these kind of things?
You know, I've got two kids myself now. They're 10 and 7. So, you know, I'm 10 years into this game. So it's just little tips and tricks that I've picked up along the way. And, like, I hate wasting food. And, you know, obviously you can't cut up a banana in the morning and then a child have it at lunchtime. It's going to be brown. But then sometimes sending a whole banana, they're not going to eat it. So, yeah, I just started doing that by chopping a banana in two. And the edge just open to the air, just putting a little bit of lemon juice on it, and that will just keep it fresh. And then they can easily peel that half a banana at lunchtime or snack time.
I wish somebody had told our mothers this back in the 80s when we were getting squashed tomato sandwiches that were on soggy bread by lunchtime. They were awful. Your website is My Fussy Eater. And are your kids fussy at eating now?
They're really up and down. Like, yeah, my daughter was the original My Fussy Eater. She's still quite fussy. Trying to get her to try new things is difficult. Like, she likes what she likes and would eat the same things every few days. My son is probably a bit better, but again, he does like the kind of familiar foods. And it just, I say to people, like, it's not something that really goes away. I think that kids and food and eating well, it's something you probably have to work on, like, well into their teens, probably until they leave your house. So it's not a case of, you know, they're fussy one day and then they're fine a month later. I just think, you know, kids and good food and good meals, it's just something that, yeah, as a parent, you work on for years and years.
We all thought, I think, Ciara, when we'd start working from home, that life would be so much easier because you'd be able to throw on the dinner in the middle of the day. And I think a lot of us have actually found ourselves to be working even longer hours. So it's not necessarily true that working from home is easier. So a lot of your recipes as well are quite quick to make, aren't they? Which is key. If I'm spending 2 hours in the kitchen, I just can't do it. We end up getting a takeaway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, especially the last year, I've said to so many people who have contacted me, just give yourself a break. Like, there's so much going on. But the kids haven't been home for so long, and homeschooling and people working from home, it's a lot of pressure. You're making food a lot more because, you know, you're making those maybe a meal in the middle of the day for the kids. The snack situation has probably been the one that's driven most parents to the edge, the constant demand for snacks. So, you know, if you get to 5 or 6 o'clock and, you know, you're struggling to get a meal on the table, you don't beat yourself up. It's, you know, it is difficult. And my latest book is mostly about batch cooking, but I have a chapter in there called One Pot Wonders. And I put that in on purpose for, because I use it myself for days when I get to 5 o'clock and I don't know what to cook, you know, and I'm scrambling around. There's a whole chapter in there of meals that are all prepared in one pot. So really easy, really quick, minimal washing off. And it just takes the pressure off a bit.
Talk to me about this batch cooking. Now, I always say I'm going to do it and I never get round to it. Does food kind of taste the same, though, when you freeze it, or is it not as great?
Absolutely. I think there is a misconception that, like, frozen food is like lesser quality food, and absolutely not at all. It just, you know, it depends on the type of food or the type of recipe that you're freezing. So I've got a lot of instructions in there for freezing meals. So you might make double and freeze. And I also have a section in there called freezer stash bags, where you don't freeze cooked food, you actually freeze raw ingredients. So you get like a large freezer bag, and there's different recipes in there for like soups or stews, casseroles. You get all the ingredients pressed, chopped up, everything done into the bag, and you freeze it like that. And then say, you know, that you've got a really busy day next Wednesday. Tuesday night, take it out of the freezer, defrost it in the fridge overnight. And then the next day, you either pop it in the slow cooker or in a casserole dish into the oven. And you've got like almost like an instant meal, but it's all fresh. It's been frozen fresh, defrosted, and then cooked. And honestly, like, you would not know the difference between that and something that you've prepped yourself fresh.
And they don't go all watery. Do you know the way sometimes when veg or that is frozen, you find it goes quite watery in the bottom of the pot?
Yeah, I mean, again, it depends on what you're freezing, and it depends on how you're using it. So like with those recipes, for example, they're all saucy or soup recipes. So, you know, you wouldn't be freezing something, say, to make like a wok fry greens, where you want something really fresh and crunchy.
Yeah.
So it's fine for stuff that's like saucy and casserole. It actually works really well.
And I suppose even if it did go a bit watery, more watery than you want, you can always drain that off anyhow. I'm just looking for excuses not to do any work here, let's be honest here. I love the name of the book as well, We're Hungry. I've never heard that so much than I have in the last year. My 3-year-old, Mommy, I'm hungry. You just had your breakfast like 10 minutes ago. I'm hungry. She actually made it onto the radio in a promo and everything, because she walked in on me when I was doing a show saying, I'm hungry.
Oh, really?
So it's, are your kids eating you out of house and home? Do you find your supermarket bill has gone up in the last year?
Yeah, definitely. We've spent a lot of money on food in the past year, a lot. I've noticed a lot more because my kids have, in the UK, they have like school meals. So I wouldn't usually be giving them lunch during the week. So having to make lunch was an extra expense, and the snacks as well, just because they're around all day and they're, you know, they see me in the kitchen, or, you know, they see the biscuit drawer, like they're just constantly asking for food. Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's probably experienced that.
I know, it's madness. But look, your book is absolutely fabulous. And of course, we can follow you on Instagram too and look up your YouTube channel. And the latest book is called We're Hungry, Batch Cooking Your Family Will Love by Ciara Atwell, who is from Kilkenny. Thanks so much for joining us, Ciara.
Thanks, Trina. Take care. Bye.
Bye. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.